Hey everyone, this is Mary DeMuth and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. You know what? If you're discouraged today, I just want to encourage you that you are taking a moment today to be prayed for, to connect your heart and your life to the throne of God. He does see you. He does take notice of you. He does love you. He has sent his son to sacrifice and die for you. He is with you. He will not leave you. He will not forsake you. He will walk alongside you. And even if father or mother walk away from you, even if your best friend turns his or her back on you, even if your spouse has run the other way, he loves you and he will be with you. So if you're discouraged today, I hope and pray that that brings you a little bit of comfort. We are in Proverbs 7 verses 13 through 20 in the Message, and it says this. And it's talking about the adulteress just because we're jumping kind of in the middle of it. It says, "She threw her arms around him and kissed him, boldly took his arm and said, 'I've got all the makings for a feast. Today I made my offerings. My vows are all paid. So now I've come to find you, hoping to catch sight of your face. And here you are. I've spread fresh, clean sheets on my bed, colorful, imported linens. My bed is aromatic with spices and exotic fragrances. Come, let's make love all night. Spend the night in ecstatic lovemaking. My husband's not home. He's away on business, and he won't be back for a month.'" Mind if I pray for you? Lord God, thank you again for the clarity of Scripture and how very stark this is. And Lord, again, I'm going back to this metaphor of seduction in your Scripture about how we get enticed. We get carried away by our own lusts, according to the book of James, the brother of Jesus who wrote that book. We are carried away by our own selfishness and our own sinful nature. I'm thankful, Lord, that we don't have to be enslaved to our sinful nature anymore, because you have replaced that with a new heart. It was prophesied about throughout the Old Testament that you were going to give us a brand new heart that wanted to obey you and that would have your statutes written upon our hearts. In the Old Testament, it was that the Spirit would alight on someone and then come back off sometimes. But in the New Testament, after the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit descended and is now within our hearts. We've got now this companion. We have this Paracletos, as I prayed yesterday, who walks alongside, who advocates for us, who comforts us in all of our afflictions so that we can comfort those with the comfort we've received from him. This is great news indeed, and we do not need to be tossed left and right by our sinful nature. We have been given a brand new heart, a brand new nature. The old way of doing things is gone. The new way has come. And Lord, I pray for an infusion of that reality into our hearts today, that we wouldn't live as we used to live. We wouldn't have the identity of sinner, but that we would have the identity of being a saint before you. We have been made clean. We have been graced. We have been set free. We are no longer enslaved to obey our lusts and obey the sinful nature. We've now have this ability through the Spirit to do right and to walk straight on your paths that you have for us. So thank you so much for that. We can resist this kind of temptation. And you can see the relentlessness in the book of Proverbs of she's caused her bed to be ready. She has the spices. She has been seeking out. And that is just so much like temptation. And it looks so good. And Lord, it kind of reminds me of how sometimes when you see a picture of something, it looks so amazing, and then you kind of pull the curtain back and you see that it's not as it seems. And so, Lord, help us to realize that when we're being tempted by something, that that's not what it all appears to be. There's actually decay underneath. Or perhaps the feast looks amazing, but we bite into the apple only to have it be plastic and unsatisfying. So, Lord, keep us close to you so that we will not succumb to temptation today, and that we would instead be proactive and walk in the newness of life and this new heart that you've given us toward this glorious future. As Oswald Chambers says, "Let the past sleep, but let it sleep on the bosom of Christ," and go out into the irresistible future with him. That's what we want to do today, Lord. Beckon us toward that future. In Jesus' name, amen. Thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. If you want to help with the podcast, you could do a review. It's really easy. Stitcher, iTunes. You can give it a rating of 5 stars if you like it and 1 to 2 sentences about how the podcast has helped you. So thanks so much for doing that in advance, and I hope that you have an amazing day.